You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
All right, and good morning, and welcome to Wednesday Live. And we are so glad that you're joining us today. It is right now 11 o'clock, few seconds after. And we have a great guest and a great friend of our ministry that is already on the phone this morning. Chris Fogle, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we have some great reports. This is a great time of year, and there's a lot of things going on. But in the midst of all of that, you have a report for us.
Well, I'm happy to report that we had our 8th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper, and we have room for 500. And typically, you know, 10% will not show because people get sick at the last minute or things happen. I had the opportunity the following Tuesday to find out from the caterer just how many people were there. And she said, 498. She said, we had 500 plates and there were two left. So, I mean, it was an incredible evening. We had, the place was filled and the speaker was incredible. Kelvin Cochran was our guest speaker, and just such a great message. A very humble man, but with a very strong message. It was just a powerful evening with praise and worship music, a couple great vocalists, the proclamations themselves, which were issued that night. Hopefully it's going to be on YouTube soon.
Well, it was a tremendous night, and we had a full house. It certainly felt very full. And the meal was great. I heard a lot of great reports on the food. And you know, Chris, we probably ought to just let people know how they could be a part of this next year. It's kind of unique how it is paid for because of the way the sponsors work. Kind of explain that. And why would a business or a civic leader or a church leader want to be a sponsor or be a part of this?
Well, the main reason is giving glory to God above all else.
Amen.
But more importantly, it's an opportunity to invite friends, guests, business patrons, some of whom may not go to church or even know Jesus for that matter, but to experience an evening like that, that they will be so gracious in terms of thanking the person who sponsored their table that they had an opportunity to be a part of something like that. And what they do is we have not just businesses, but we also even have churches that sponsor tables. And so they can do that through our website, which is tccalliance.com. That's TCC, Treasure Coast Christian, tccalliance.com. They can send us information if they want to be a sponsor, but this year we were completely full. We had the whole evening was provided for by sponsors. And the beauty of the evening was at the very end there was an altar call. And at that altar call, there were people that came up and gave their life to Christ. It doesn't get any better than that. So, I mean, to be a sponsor, to possibly have someone that maybe works for you or is a neighbor of yours that maybe doesn't really know where they're at spiritually, to experience an evening of praise and worship, proclamations, and a guest speaker, and beautiful music, and the opportunity at the end to really give their heart to Christ. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So I think next year is going to be, we're going to have to expand it next year. We're going to have to move it up to 550.
Well, you know, Chris, when we were welcoming the people, asked the question, how many were there for the first time, and to the that was their first proclamation dinner, and I was amazed how many were there for the first time. And of course, because of the closeness of Thanksgiving to the evening, we had a number of people that were simply out of town that normally would have already been here or would have been a part. So
that's a great point, because there were a lot of people that were out of town with family for Thanksgiving, or they were coming home that Sunday night or Monday. But now next year it's going to be on December 7th. So we will not have that real close proximity of Thanksgiving. And so we've already got people that were there Sunday evening that have filled out a card that want to be sponsors next year that weren't sponsors this year. That alone is incredible. So we're excited about where we're going with this. Again, next year will be on December 7th at the same location, which is the Mid-Florida Credit Union Civic Center in Port St. Lucie. And then again, Jonathan, we've got coming up May 1st, the National Day of Prayer. We are going to be blessed with the presence of Jonathan Kahn returning. That's going to be a powerful night. Again, that will probably be limited to maybe 1,000, 1,100 people, because you won't be sitting at tables, you'll be sitting in chairs. But that will be a powerful evening. I'm not certain when tickets will go on sale for that, Jonathan. I'm going to guess towards the end of March. But we will certainly be letting people know on WCNO when and the time and the availability and how to get tickets. And then in September, the fourth Thursday of September, we will have the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. That will be the fourth annual. And that night, we're going to be blessed by the presence of Paul Wilbur. So we've got a lot of good things going on for our community. And we had 20 people come up from Delray Beach at the proclamation supper. We had a number of people from Boca Raton. So people in the listening audience have responded, and we're just grateful that they were able to attend and enjoy the evening.
Well, it's a great evening to network, Chris, and of course, right here at WCNO, part of what I love about this kind of ministry and what the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is doing is that it gives an opportunity for the body of Christ to come together and to celebrate our faith in Christ, but also to connect with each other and in some way become more involved in promoting the kingdom of God in our region and doing that together. Sometimes within our local fellowships, we have our own calendars and we have all of those things going on. But there's just something exciting that happens when the body of Christ gets together and we're outside the box. I love to be in those settings.
You know, it's true, Jonathan, because the speakers that come from all over, this speaker lives in Northern Virginia, never experienced such a gathering as we have with so many pastors, so many business people, and elected officials that come to that gathering, and to see the diversity of people from all walks, from we have Hispanic churches, Haitian churches, Jamaican, Christian of all types, are gathered together for that night, business leaders from all walks of life. It's just powerful. And that really is, in my opinion, the power of Acts 2, when people came together. You know, that really is the church. That's the ecclesia that we talk about. That is people coming together and just experiencing, which I believe the Greek word is koinonia, but it's powerful. And people leave that night on cloud nine. They talk about it for days. And I had a number of people from my Bible study in Riverland talk to me that were there and just said they've never seen anything like that. And they just were so glad that they could have been there that night. So I hope that people will mark December 7th on their calendar for next year. And we certainly will provide information way in advance. But for anyone who wants to be a sponsor, certainly contact our website, tccalliance.com.
All right. Chris, this program that is on air right now, for those in our family that are listening, Wednesday Live is actually sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, so it's very appropriate to have you on today. But for people who are not familiar with the Alliance, could you just give us a thumbnail? How did this come to be? Who are these people that make up the Alliance, and what really is the heart that moves the team?
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance was formed a little over 8 years ago. And the whole purpose was to bring the body of Christ together, not just with pastors. Now, the board is pastors from very different churches, both in Martin and St. Lucie County. And we have a psalmist who is from St. Lucie County. But our whole goal is to bring Christians together in an open setting to be able to experience Christ in a different way, to experience other people that they normally would not see. You know, when you go to your church on Sunday, and please don't take this the wrong way, you normally see the same people, and you typically want to sit in the same seat. And that's fine. We're creatures of habit. But what we do is we bring you out of your seat, we bring you out of your building. We bring you together with other believers that, like you, love and worship the Lord. And we put it in a public setting so that no one church, let's say, can boast. So everything that we have done over the last 8 years has been in a public place. We've done it at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. We've done it at the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie. We try to do it in a public venue so that we can just gather people together, and it's just been powerful. It's gotten larger, and you know, the nice thing about it is the governments, both Martin County, St. Lucie County commissioners, issue proclamations over our day of prayer. We have sponsors that included the school board. I mean, we have buy-in from our elected officials. We have buy-in from businesses, and that was our whole purpose, because pastors can't do it alone. They need people from the business and the civic community to come together, and that's what makes this alliance better. The word alliance is aligning ourselves with people that are in the business community, that are intercessors, that are elected officials, because the more we can draw people in from different walks, the more ability that we have to gain influence before a city council or a county or a school board when there's something of real importance, because they know of the size of the group of that's in this alliance. So it's been significant. And like I said, we have pastors that give of their time and meet on Friday mornings and put away any parochial agendas, and typically we put together an agenda that will be pleasing to God. And that in of itself, some people will tell you, is a miracle, gathering pastors from different churches together from different denominations. That is powerful. That's God.
It is powerful, and it is a little unique. L.C. Campbell, who was a part of our alliance before he went home to heaven, and we miss L.C. and Walter and Pastor Rick Addison as well. Walter Barron was a powerful part of our alliance, and also Pastor Rick Addison. Just in our 8 years, we've had three of our leaders who God took home. But I believe it was L.C. that said one day to one of the others who sit on the Alliance board, he said, you know, I would have never sat with you if it was not that God brought us together in this kind of a way. And I thought about that. You know, here's two pastors, and there was just communication. It's not, they didn't have anything against one another. It's just they didn't have anything that brought them together. And so definitely there is connection that takes place at these events. But we did see something in addition to just the connection in the big room. This time we actually had some tables set up, and I really thought that was excellent.
It was. It gave a chance for some of the sponsors to display what they're doing in the kingdom. We had two Christian schools that had their information displayed for people. It's just, again, we had books available for people. Books were given away thanks to Pastor Sam Chess. It just was a powerful evening. I mean, people were given things. So when they come there, not only are they fed a great meal, but they're normally given some type of thing that will help them. We had a book that was written by Pastor Sam Chess on Paul. And you know, to me, it's not just about the gifts, but it's just about the fellowship. And you mentioned that earlier on. It's the fellowship of people coming together and being able to share their backgrounds and what their common interests are. And we're sitting at the table and, you know, what brought you here and who's your sponsor. And it's the ability to talk and communicate with other people that you may not have met before, and you find you have more in common than you maybe thought. And it's just a powerful evening. And you're right, the tables out there was the first time we did that. So, and when we allowed it for businesses or churches that were sponsoring, if there was anything they wanted to display. And it was good. It was very well received.
So, Chris, you know, when I think about the Koinonia, as you were saying, that community, that kingdom community, that is a strong purpose in coming together, we not only have the connection, we also have the equipping. And these guests that are brought in to different events that the Alliance does are guests that are really kind of prayed to our region. We pray and seek God in regards to bringing people in that are going to have a message that addresses and equips us as the body of Christ here in the Treasure Coast to accomplish the work of the kingdom. And there is inspiration. There's no question about the inspirational side of it, but the connecting and the equipping, those are two very strong parts. And I was thinking back prior to the election process, there were some gatherings with some people running for office. Tell us just a little bit about what took place with that. I thought that was so meaningful.
When you talk about, I'm not sure I picked up on that, Jonathan.
Prior to the election, we met with some of the candidates that were running for office and gave them an opportunity to share their faith and share where they were coming from.
Exactly. That was the first time we've done that. That was the Alliance as a board. We sat down and we interviewed the candidates that were running for office. And we wanted to know what their Christian views were, where they stood in relationship to Jesus Christ. And it was really a nice open dialogue to get a chance to see the people that were running for office where their heart was. Because for us, we were able to take from our interviews and be able to just issue paper just on where they stood. We didn't recommend anyone. We just told people where they stood. And that was powerful. And the candidates really enjoyed it. I mean, it was powerful. It certainly helped some candidates. I know for one, the county commissioner in St. Lucie County, she was very grateful. She's expressed her gratitude. But all we were trying to do was find out what their agendas were, what their motives are, and where they stood.
Yeah, and their God story. Really, you know, every one of them were asked the question that had to do with their personal faith and, you know, what their background was, where they stood in reference to a Christ-centered life. And it was telling when some were able to very quickly share their personal faith and relationship with Christ, and others came from different backgrounds, of course. But most of them gave an opportunity for us to actually pray with them. In fact, many of them encouraged us to come together as a team and sort of lay our hands on them and just pray over them. It was a spiritual time.
That was powerful, and I remember one in particular was now the new sheriff of St. Lucie County, Sheriff Del Toro, who will be installed, I guess, January 1st. But, you know, there's a man who's a humble individual, but we don't realize what these people go through in terms of their careers, what they see, the tragedy and whatnot, and how it impacts their personalities. But he truly was impressed us as a man of God, and he absolutely welcomed the laying of hands on him for prayer. And that's just one example. There were others.
Sure.
But you're right. And so these are your candidates. These are people that you've now elected. These are now people that are in a county commission seat or in a sheriff. So it's powerful to know that in our community, in Martin St. Lucie County, that many of the candidates truly want to people to know where they stand with their faith, as well as where they stand on other issues within their county, their constitutional officers, whatever position they're running for. We had tax collector, property appraisers. We had all different
school
types
board,
of people.
Sure.
School board.
Yep.
We had all different types of people we interviewed. And we spent, Jonathan, I think the better part of a day, which was a lot, in terms of our own time to give up to interview and make recommendations. So it was powerful. But I wanted to digress for a moment and talk about the message that Kelvin had given that night, Kelvin Cochran, something that really resonated with me. And he talked about the fathers in Afghanistan who were Christians, maybe in a little village, that were watch their children martyred in front of them to get them to renounce Jesus, and they wouldn't do it. And then he talked about martyrdom in a college in Africa where they separated the Muslim women and the Christian women, and the Christian women were told if they renounced Christ that they wouldn't be executed. And it was 125 women, and not one of them renounced Christ. And I contrast that with us being able to have an evening together of fellowship, to enjoy dinner, to stand up and sing, and the freedom that we have in this country.
Yeah, we're blessed.
It's almost sad that we take it for granted.
Yeah.
Right now, what's going on in Syria, with now a new government taking over, and Christians living in fear in other parts of the world. And I think sometimes we just don't realize how blessed we are in this country, how God has spared us. And when I say that, his question to us is, how strong is your faith? Would you reject Jesus, or would you give up your life in this country? And it was kind of like, well, I'm not sure we would, well, some of us would probably say, nah, I'll give up Jesus. I mean, we live in a country where we really have blinders on. We just take things for granted. And I pray that the message that was given that night, and when this message gets on YouTube, that people that weren't there get a chance to hear the message that Kelvin Cochran delivered, just to realize how important it is, our Christian freedom is in this country. How important this election that we just had was to the Christian freedoms in this country, and that we don't take this for granted, that we realize that God has given us an opportunity to stand bold for the kingdom.
Amen.
And not to waste this opportunity.
Amen.
And to pray for the people in the rest of the world that don't have the same freedom that we have. It was a very powerful message.
It was a very powerful message, and once we get that up on the website, Chris, we probably need to come back and just promote it, because you know, this gentleman, having held the highest position in our nation as a fire chief. I'm not sure exactly what his full title was in that capacity, but then also as, wasn't it Atlanta? He was the fire chief of Atlanta as well.
He was the fire chief of Atlanta, and he was. When you were talking about, he had a presidential appointment from President Barack Obama.
Yes.
And then was fire chief of Atlanta, but he wrote a book titled Who Told You You Were Naked? And he really stood up for Christian values that men are men, women are women. And long story short, at that time it was the LGBT community that put pressure on the city of Atlanta. Long story short, he got fired for his faith.
Yeah.
And this is the man who said, I was made stronger as a result of them trying to make me weaker.
Yeah.
And just a terrific.
Powerful. Every business owner would profit from listening. Every civic leader would profit. And I believe everyone in the body of Christ would profit from listening to his presentation. And it was totally God-centered, and God did give him favor, and it did end up in court, and he did end up receiving some restoration for that. But yeah, tremendous story. And I think the challenge just to the body of Christ, that whatever day we live in, whether everything in our world is going well and we have freedom to witness, or whether we actually are coming under persecution on some level, because he addressed that in a great deal, in either case, we need to stand up for Christ and make sure that that we've counted the cost before that battle comes.
And we need to be bold, particularly during this time of year. You know, I tell people, I'm so tired of just seeing palm trees and deers and Santa Clauses and Black Fridays and everything else. And people need to understand and be bold that this is the celebration of the birth of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. That's it. All this other stuff is nonsense.
Yeah.
And we are destroying what was meant for good in this country as the birth of Christ, the celebration of our Savior coming in the form of man incarnate, into a marketing joke.
Yeah.
And I, for one, do not hesitate to tell people what I believe this time of year is and what it's not. And I'm very proud to do it, because I know that the person that lay in the manger would later give his life for me, that shed his blood, that I would have the opportunity for eternal life. That, to me, is the story. And I'm repulsed by everything I see today in this country on supposedly happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Unhappy holidays.
We do say Merry Christmas. That's right. That's exactly what we say.
You know, and my neighbors next door, I say Happy Hanukkah. Jesus celebrated Hanukkah.
He did.
I don't have a problem with respecting the religious sanctity of what these days represent.
Yep.
And again, in the message that was given is to know who you are and be bold.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be ashamed to tell your neighbors, this is what I believe, and I know what happens to me when I'm going, and look at them and say, do you know where you're going?
That's an important question. Important question. Well, Chris, we're almost out of time. Wondering if you would just lift up prayer over the business community. And I know there are a lot of Christian business owners that are out there, and we need to lift them up in prayer, as well as our civic leaders and spiritual leaders during this season, as we get ready to close out a year and move into a new one.
Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray, Lord, that our business leaders will understand that they have been given a blessing, that they have been given a gift.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that they will know who gave them the gift. Mm. And Lord, that they will be able to share the blessing in their businesses with their employees, with their customers, about the great work, Lord God, that you have done with them in their businesses. Help them to be bold for their faith. Lord, that you will not only bless them in their business, but you will increase their business multi times over for being bold for Christ in the kingdom.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, that our elected officials, Lord, will know that they have been blessed. And Lord, that they have a responsibility to the kingdom. Lord, that laws that they enact will be kingdom-minded, that they will protect the rights of all people, that they will allow Christians to practice their faith without fear of repercussions, that they will stand for what's right, biblical principles for what is right in the eyes of God, and for all pastors, that they will be bold with their congregations, that they will stand firm, that they will continue to preach the Word of God,
Amen.
To let people know that the blessings that they have come from Almighty God, but those blessings just are not received. Those blessings are to be passed on. They're to be passed on to their children, their children's children, to be passed on in the form of tithes to their churches, and to be passed on in terms of witnessing to other people and their neighbors. Lord, give us this time for a new spirit of boldness, that this birth of Christ that we celebrate this season will be something, Lord, that will just Amen. Inspire us to carry this on each and every day for the rest of the life that we have here on this earth. And Amen. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to continue to do.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Chris, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the work that you and the team do with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And we will stay in touch and look forward to hearing a little more as we close out this year, move into a new year. So keep us on your schedule.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for WCNL. What a blessing your radio station is to people throughout your listening area. You're powerful. Keep up the good work. And I just thank you and your staff for all that you do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, Chris. Amen. Blessings. Give our hello to your bride and to the others you serve with. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hey, it's Sean Foyt. I want to invite you to join me and Let Us Worship for a free New Year's Eve worship event at Clover Park Stadium at Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are kicking off 2025 with a celebration of faith, worship, and unity, and you are invited. It's going to be an incredible night of music, prayer, and powerful moments with thousands of believers. Bring your friends, bring your family, and let's start the year together in God's presence. Mark your calendar, December 31st, Clover Park, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Visit letusworship.us for more details. We'll see you soon.
All right, and that was Sean Foyt joining us, letting us know that New Year's Eve, going to have a big gathering right here celebrating the goodness of God and worship and bringing in the new year. That's going to be in Port St. Lucie, the Met Stadium up there. I have something to give away. I'm going to talk about it first, then we're going to talk about some mail that we have that's come into WCNO. I have an NIV Kingdom Girls Bible, and it says right on the front of the Bible, "Meet the Women in God's Story." This is a beautiful, hardbound NIV Bible that's made available to us by Zonder Kids. And I'm not really sure what this would sell for. I'm just trying to see what it says here, and I don't have my glasses on. $39, I guess it is. We will be happy to give this as a gift to someone that calls in and says, I would like that to be able to put into the hands maybe a daughter, a granddaughter, some girl, young girl in your family that you would like to stir up fresh faith in their heart during this Christmas season. We will cover the cost of shipping this out to you. It is made available through Zondervan, and it is an NIV translation. And I have one in my hand right now. Give us a call. Karen, let's give those phone numbers out.
That number is 772-221-1100.
Amen. I have a quick witness to some of that kind of Bible.
Okay, go ahead.
May I?
Sure.
When we moved to Florida in 1955, and soon after that, I think Publix was sort of emerging as a grocery chain.
Okay.
They started in Lakeland. There was one. We lived in Winter Haven. And they were big on promotions, and they had premiums. You'd go in the store, and if you bought so many dollars of groceries, you could get a free whatever it was. And so they had Bibles that were available And these had these is back in the day woodcuts from, you know, the you know what a woodcut is, where it's in the early days of printing, you would carve something on wood and then it's
be used for printing
ink,
yep.
And mm-hmm. they'd print. And so they had these wonderful woodcuts that were representative of Bible stories,
ah.
and that they were scattered throughout the Old and New Testament to when you'd be reading into that that book. And I was maybe 9 or 10, I guess. Well, they got my folks got one and brought it home, and we didn't. Like, I will also say we were Catholics at that time, and was not encouraged to read Bibles.
Right.
That's not the same way it is today. Of course, if you're a Catholic listening, I know things are different. But back then, so we didn't have a Bible in the house. I think it was Holy Spirit that encouraged to brought it home, because I looked. This got me engaged in the Word of God. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, I could read, sort of. I was 10 or 12, I forget. But the pictures were just so dynamic.
Mm.
And it drew me into the
Pulled
text.
You in.
And I will tell you that I know that I am, by God's grace, a man of God today. But that was part of my foundational movement toward Jesus. Really awesome. So if you have a chance, maybe you call in, you get this, but even if you don't get this, if you have a child, you know of a child that's of young age especially, that where pictures and content would be very important to them, get them that Bible. Bring
plant a seed.
Home.
Plant a seed. There you go. You know, this, just so you kind of know the target for this NIV Kingdom Girls Bible is... it's made available to guide girls ages 8 through 12 as they discover their important place in the world. Now, that's exactly the age that you're talking
about that
you were in. So, they, you know, Bibles are made in different formats. Some mm-hmm. have even a little bit of almost a cartoon introduction or provision so that they can reach kids. And so this Bible has over 400 features specifically crafted to help girls understand God's Word, follow Jesus, and grow in their faith by learning from the famous and infamous women of the Bible. Mm. And so girls will be inspired by the stories and the courage that they find in the Word of God, obviously. So I do have one of these Bibles, and if you have a daughter that would be blessed by this Bible, maybe a granddaughter, maybe a great-granddaughter that's in your family, or you may have a neighbor. You may know someone at church. You may have a family you're close to. I have one of these Bibles. We'll be happy to give away. The phone number, again, is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can give us a call. Now, we do have some mail, and we want to dig into that. And Karen has a stack, and David has a few things. Maybe we'll go back and forth a bit as we're looking to bring our family up to date on what we're hearing.
Amen. Go ahead, Karen. Ladies first.
Okay. We have a note here from Janine, our lovely Janine from Lantana. She says, Merry Christmas and may God bless you. And she sent that note in with her donation. Hmm. We thank you, Janine.
Yeah.
And then a very quick note from Irvin. Thank you. God bless you.
I love those.
Amen.
I do.
Yeah, they're quick, but they get right to the point. Oh, and we know that they're thinking about us, yeah. And they're sending in donations as well. And so that is a real blessing.
They share their heart. This is a praise report. Denise had called in to tell us that apparently she had a wreck. She had to rent a car while her car was being repaired. And it's a triumph of hope over experience. I guess her insurance company took care of everything. There was no hitches, no problems. And she got the rental car. And then she said when she turned on the radio, it was already set on WCNO.
Amen.
So like God saying, I got you.
Yeah, amen. There you go.
We've heard this from many people, different car radio stories. So that was really cool. Thank you, Denise, for sending that.
So for all of our friends out there working in the rental car industry
right.
that turned
yeah.
the radios to 89.9, thank you for promoting the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You know, you think about how can I be a witness? Just ask God, how can I be a witness? And here is someone that's on the inside that's working with rental cars or whatever.
Amen.
Maybe cleaning, and maybe the person doing the cleanups or whatever. Or maybe it's the driver that moves it into the last spot that says, hey, I want to be able to reach out with the love of God. So there are many ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Karen,
remember,
what do you have?
89.9 FM, just in case right. you're
That's
wondering.
It. Yep. 89.9.
Okay, then we have a note here from Gina in Lantana as well. She said, I love your station. I wish I could do this more often. And she sent that note in with her gift. And we just thank you, Gina, for that gift.
And she's from where?
Lantana.
Lantana, okay, down south, yep. yeah. Thank
Good
you, Gina.
Good bunch of listeners
yeah,
down in Lantana,
yeah.
for sure.
All right.
Now, as you know, from time to time, we share Martin County Advisory Committee opportunities.
We do, but we would share other counties also if the counties would just, connect with us and let us know what's going on. I'm sure all of our counties within listening reach have opportunities for
That's
people
right.
to
yeah.
get involved, just like Martin County. But Martin County is right on top of this.
They are, and they send this stuff
they
to
do.
Us. Mm-hmm. And so these are advisory committees. I have four different committees I want to share with you very quickly. But if you're a Christian person and you God's calling you to get involved in the community,
yep.
this may be one way to do that. So the first committee is the Emergency Medical Services Advisory Council vacancy.
Well, that's long.
There's a lot of words there, but it's basically EMS. The county is involved in that, and certainly they listen to the advice of citizens. I believe there's one position that's open for someone that's not involved in the emergency, in the environment, I guess. And the term will expire February 2027, so it's for a couple of years. And I'll give you the person's name and their contact information if you want to follow up. The second one is the Health Facilities Authority vacancy. And, of course, this committee advises the Martin County Commissioners on health facilities. There's a lot of different angles that they have to look at in terms of what they regulate. So there's one board position open there. And then the Historic Preservation Board has several vacancies, and you can find out if you're interested to follow up. You have to be an architect or professional or educational experience involved with historic preservation, general contractor, at-large member, whatever. And so someone that actually can feed into, bring their professional experience.
Qualified to bring some.
And the last one is the Golden Gate, Hobe Sound, Port Salerno, and Rio Neighborhood Advisory Committee vacancies. So, again, Golden Gate, Hobe Sound, Port Salerno, and Rio Neighborhood Advisory Committee vacancies. And anything to do with the counties involved in development, redevelopment, things like that. So, for all of these positions, you can contact Donna Gordon at the County Administration Office. Her number is 772-288-5756. That may be the main number. If you get that, just ask for Donna Gordon, 772-288-5756. Or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us. Again, that's dgordon@martin.fl.us.
And Dave, I really believe that it is a great thing when Christian people get involved in their local government.
Amen.
In fact, I would like to just ask the question, when was the last time you were at a school board meeting?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you were at a community meeting with the commissioners, a commissioner meeting? And you actually sat there, looked at what's on the agenda, looked at what's going on. I think about what Christopher Collin, who is in the Stewart City Commission, what he said when I asked him, what do you have to say to the church? And he said, get involved. Get involved in your local community. And he has always repeatedly said that a very few people give the primary influence in the community, because most never show up to give your position. So, you know, it doesn't demand a lot, but a little bit of time. I know we have a lot of retired people in our community that have some time in their hands. A lot of you, you're godly people. You understand the things of God. And sometimes you have some direction, and some of these things you might be able to be a great blessing in. So even if all you do is get informed so you know how to pray, yeah, about what's taking place. Because some of you may not want to get up and speak at the mic, you know, for your 3 minutes or whatever. Others are very gifted to do that. But to simply be informed so you can pray with specific application to what's happening. Karen, what do you have?
I have a card here from Rebecca in Indiantown. And it's a beautiful Christmas card. So Rebecca writes, God bless the family and staff of WCNO. I'm so grateful for your station 24/7. I love Dr. McGee programs 7 days a week. We give to through the Bible Ministries as well to keep a lot of gas in the Bible bus tank to keep it rolling till Jesus calls us home. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you all, and thank you for your service for the Lord. With love, Rebecca. So thank you for that. You know, and that's something that we don't often talk about. If you, oh, and then she also says here, we miss Adrian Rogers on WCNO, but we listen to his sermons on his app and online. So that's the thing. Adrian Rogers, they pulled their program because for however they measure who is listening, if they don't get a lot of feedback, then they pull programs from whatever areas they're in. So if you listen to any of the national programs here on the station, call them and let them know that you listen on WCNO. So that they know that the ministry here is carrying their program and people are listening.
I thought that card was so important because that card... she makes mention of the fact that they support WCNO, plus they support Through the Bible. And so they understand that Through the Bible wouldn't be here if WCNO wasn't here. And your support to this ministry provides a vehicle through which we can bring these programs to you. However, these programs, they also have cost and production and such forth as well. And so when you are able to send a note, let them know you listen to them on WCNO 89.9. That is very beneficial, because especially this time of year, and I'm getting letters, I'm getting emails from a lot of the ministries, and the ministries are saying this is the time of year that we analyze, we look at the impact of different regions across the United States, and we are looking to find out where we can get the most value and the biggest response. You know, I was talking with Arlen the other day, who is a missionary to the Indians in the state of Florida. And Arlen, in fact, we as a team were talking with him together. And if you remember, he was saying that he receives very little mail from the listeners. But he said it's not just on WCNO, it's on other radio stations, because he's on multiple stations. And he said there definitely is a decrease in response. And I'm positive that that is not because there's a decrease in listeners. It's because our lives are becoming more and more complicated, and we have so many demands that we are more selective in our free time and what we do with it. And so it is very important, and I guess maybe as the manager, I'll speak for a couple moments about this significance and the importance of your support and your communication to us and also to the other programs that's on this station. Now, as you know, WCNO is a station that has teaching. We also have music. We have a mixture of programming. We have live programs. In fact, David, you are now really leading two programs on WCNO. You have a new program. Tell us a little bit about that. We know that Frontline is Monday morning.
Monday morning.
At 11.
And that's interviewing ministry folks, different areas of ministry. But the Tuesday program is called A Biblical Response, and it's simply looking at one or two of the hot button issues of the day, those items that are probably popping up in the news cycle.
Okay.
And they're creating frustration and anxiety for a lot of people, especially Christian people, because, you know, they're coming out of the dark side. And how do we deal with this? How do we look at the what's going on in the news as Christians and from a biblical perspective? And so that's what the Tuesday program
Okay, what's
is
the
all
name
about.
Of the program?
It's called A Biblical Response, and it's we're responding to it's not we don't cover everything in a program. Usually one or two issues that are out in the news that we're looking at through the lens of the Bible. And to help our listeners, some listeners, and let's face it, some listeners aren't deep into the Word of God.
Yeah.
And they may be Christians yet and go to church and all that, but when they pick up the newspaper, which a lot of people don't do that anymore, but turn on the new TV news or go to your apps or whatever on your phone, and they see things happening, and it's scary, some of this stuff that's happening in America and in the world. Well, all of that, there's a biblical response to all. How are we as believers supposed to respond to? What do we look to God to be for us to be doing? For God to be doing?
Yeah.
In the advent of these horrific events, some of them, and so we thought it was time. We felt the vision God had given us is to go ahead and take the
so
leap
it's a
of
team.
Faith. It's a team.
It's a team
people.
Program. Yeah.
People you heard before in other programs, but God has brought them all together.
Together. This is a good thing. You know, Barna sort of tracks where the body of Christ is and looks at the church and looks at the fact that many Christians do not even understand what a biblical worldview is in reference to the issues of the day. And so a program like this addresses current event issues and brings the heart of God to them.
Right.
So we are better equipped to actually understand how to think and how to respond to some of these things. Karen, you also have a great program, and it's on Fridays, and I believe you have a growing audience.
I believe so, and we, you know, we do hear from people pretty much every week. We have some faithful followers.
You do indeed. I see your mail.
Yes, and Brother Tim, we appreciate all of the things that you send.
Absolutely.
And they're all very timely and very informative.
And sometimes you share with me some resources, and I get to...
That's right.
We get to share them around.
Yes, and but I just really appreciate the ability to have that program. It's something I never planned in my life, you know, but Jonathan, you gave me that opportunity. And the Lord has a plan with it all. He hasn't revealed it to me yet, but it's so each week, you know, is it Nanette and Deanne and I, you know, kind of joke about we don't know what we're going to talk about from, you know, week to week, but because of our personal time spent with the Lord, we just kind of open up and talk about those things, and somehow the Lord weaves all of it together with what he's speaking to the body. And as we share, like I said on my opener, stories, testimonies, and casual conversations, you know, we're not theologians. We're, you know, we just, we
Thank
love God.
God. Sorry. That just came out.
So. we love the Lord, and we know that God speaks to each and every one of us. And I think the time is here that the body, you know, most of the, we've depended on pastors and other leaders to feed us, you know, but it's time that individually we have to feed ourselves with the Word of God and
Amen.
Spend That's that good. Time in His presence so that we're not caught off guard. And, you know, when we go to churches, we, you know, God confirms what He's already spoken to us in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And so once again, we still have a few minutes, and you can call us if you are interested in receiving a gift. this gift is a NIV, New International Version, Kingdom Girls Bible that would be a great gift, and this will be absolutely free to you. We're not asking for anything other than your phone call, and let us know if you have a young lady in your life, 8 to 12 years old. This is put together for the purpose of guiding girls 8 to 12 as they discover their important place in the world. Christmas is coming up. This would be a great gift. And, of course, we will cover the cost of sending this to you. And it is a gift that is from kids, Zondervan Kids. And so this is a gift Bible that we'll send out to you. If you would like to receive it, give us a call, 772-221-1100. And I don't know if our friend Todd the Plumber is listening this morning, but if he is, I'm going to play this song for him.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands, he told us time yet. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Oh, oh, oh. Father, you say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes and see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you'd never fail, and tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Que aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. Y todo va a estar bien. Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
Todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Oh,
got the whole world
hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
All right, and Wednesday Live, well, we had Chris Vogel with us from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and he was talking about the proclamation dinner.